This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Poverty of Riches. Dear friends, them that has, gets, so the old expression goes. But exactly what do they get, and what does it cost them? In this week's Gospel, Jesus addresses the price of worldly wealth, its value, and its unintended consequences. The poor little rich girl is a familiar figure from 19th century literature. You see, she inherited everything but happiness. Her male counterpart is Scrooge, the picture of hard-hearted money-grubbing. But whether they inherited it or acquired it, both paid a terrible, terrible price for their wealth. That's because, as the Beatles' rock standard laments, money can't buy me love. And as the tabloids regularly attest, those who try to buy love invariably buy an overdose of deception, rejection, addiction, and all the tragic cliches of beautiful lives broken by excess. You can't take it with you, as another old saw this gospel evokes. The rich man's bounty does him no good in eternity. He lived only for the comforts of this life. He ignored the poor man suffering at his door. And because our merciful God is a just God, the rich man and the poor man reverse their roles when they enter eternity, with the rich man suffering the torments of the damned. In a dramatic metaphor, Jesus pictures the patriarch Abraham refusing even a drop of water to ease the rich man's suffering. The lesson for us: love is the transcendent currency of life. It's the only wealth we can take with us. How telling that the words charity and love have been used interchangeably in the Bible. And so it is in our lesson this week, with only the slightest distinction. For Christians, charity is love in action, just as Jesus is the love of God in action, made flesh for our redemption, the ultimate act of charity. My friends, we're not the creators of love any more than we are the creators of the earth and sky, but we are the custodians, the witnesses, the transmitters of God's love. That's our purpose in life. A charitable life puts God's love into action. It's a life well lived. But in this gospel, an earthly life without love buys an eternity without love. It's the ultimate poverty of riches, the wages of a wasted life. In concluding this cautionary parable, Jesus has Abraham foretell his death and resurrection. And as he does so often, Christ addresses his remarks to the immediate listeners and to unborn generations. If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. So are you persuaded yet? What will it take to help you put wealth, charity, and salvation into their proper perspective? How much time do we spend chasing, growing, and protecting wealth that will be worthless to us when our bodies assume room temperature? As Jesus tells us, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where your heart is, your time will be also. Whether on the fast track or in the rat race, whether day trading or career building, whether networking or grinding it out, so many of us spend our lives not just making a living, but relentlessly chasing the brass ring, beyond which lies the prestige, the title, the big bucks. But at what price? Jesus doesn't demand that we take a vow of poverty, but he does demand that we love God with our whole heart and our neighbors as ourselves. And that, my friends, takes time. Can we have it all? Can we prosper both in this world and the next? Yes, we can. But it's not easy. You can't fake it or phone it in. Start by giving each day to God. Dedicate your work, your commute, your frustrations, your achievements, all in his service. Work hard, pray hard, stay close to Jesus. Look for opportunities to witness his love, especially to those who need it most. Good intentions, warm, fuzzy feelings, that won't get it done. Like Jesus, we must put God's love in action, living charitable lives, actively giving and forgiving. The grace of salvation, the love of God and neighbor, these are the only riches that we can take with us. and we get them all for free. They're bought for us by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There's no poverty in these riches. They're a priceless gift that keeps on giving and giving. And here's the best part. The more we spend these riches, the more we have them. Ours for the asking, ours for eternity. This has been Father David Celery. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.